Head coach Joe Schott is with us. Our Coach's Corner brought to you by Fine Line Tire in Hancock, Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you, the guest. And the Huskies holding on, Coach. A big win tonight. Congratulations, 4-3 over Bemidji State.
Thanks, Derek. I thought our guys played extremely hard. They were resilient the whole night, and we got our four goals, and extremely proud of the entire group, all the guys that played, all the guys that didn't play. I think they prepared well, and huge league points for us. In the early going, they're huge league points. This is a ranked team. This is a highly respected team. They're going to be a team that's going to contend for home ice at the very least by the end of the year. So again, I'm very happy for our players. I want them to enjoy it for a couple hours and then get rested, and let's get back after it tomorrow.
And maybe I'm way off base on this, Coach. It seemed like we completely dominated much of this game here tonight, maybe most of this game here tonight. The Bliss line was incredible right off the very first shift, but it seemed like every opportunity that Bemidji got was from maybe some mental errors or some mistakes that we were making. Is that how you saw it, or was I seeing it kind of the wrong way from up here?
Well, I think Bemidji earned what they got. They earned what they got. They capitalized. It was a 3-1 game, and they got a little bit of a gift there at the end of the second period, and then scored at the umpire play to begin the third. Made a game. We were resilient and came back after it and got a goal, and then they made a good play in the third period to get within a goal again. So, they're a tremendous hockey team. They're good on their rink, and again, it's every game has a life of its own and its own entity. I think we're getting growth out of guys. Mm-hmm. I think Ashbrook got 2 tonight, if I'm not mistaken on that. So we're getting growth out of guys. I believe we only had 1 power play.
That's it.
And we were 1-for-1 on the power play. So, again, I didn't see their power play goal. It was very similar to the goal that we gave up late against against Northern Michigan, where they shot an off angle shot and scored. So we'll look at that and see what happens on it. But good road win, huge road win.
I don't want to stir the pot here at all, but can you talk at all about the end of the game and that face-off play that was reviewed for a very long time and ended up getting a face-off back inside our zone?
Well, we're going to get an explanation. I mean, I can't – I think there was a huge mistake made myself. They were calling a penalty is what happened on Bemidji for a hand pass.
Right.
And then I think the linesman got involved and said it looked like the linesman talked to the officials, so then they went in to review it. And you can't review a minor penalty like that. That's not a reviewable play. But when they came over to give me the explanation was we weren't reviewing the play, we're reviewing the face-off, and the penalty is encompassed within the face-off. We're reviewing the face-off location, and the penalty is encompassed in that. And I said, the face-off location is not reviewable. If there's a penalty, it's automatically at the far end. There's no question on that. It's not like, do we take it outside? Do we take it to center ice? It's automatic. So I'll have to get explanation from the league on it. And I told the officials that. And what I was told, that their feeling was, well, we got the call right, and that's what's most important to us, and we would have done the same thing for you. That's not really the point. They made a penalty call, in my opinion. Now, I may be wrong, but I can't see how I am. You can't review a face-off location on a penalty. So we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong, and we'll get the clarification on that by tomorrow.
Big win tonight, Coach. Congratulations. Chance to go for the sweep tomorrow night, and congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck tomorrow night.
Great. Thanks, Dirk.
Head Coach Joe Schott here on Mix 93 WKMJ.